Dick Sisler, please. Dick, this is Brent Kelly. I wrote you a week or so ago about an interview.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a good time?
Well, any time now.
Okay, if this is not, I'll be very happy to call back when it's more convenient.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate this. I'll ask you, several questions anyhow, and if you just please answer as long or short as you feel is necessary, and if you don't want to answer something, just don't answer it.
Okay.
First, let me warn you, I guess it's a warning. Your fan mail will increase as a result of this for a period of 2 or 3 weeks. Is that a problem? Pardon me?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, your fan mail will increase for a few weeks after this appears.
That's no problem.
Okay, good. That's a great attitude. Okay, you were, I guess you probably didn't have any choice but to play baseball. You were born to baseball.
Well, that's right, because I was in a baseball family. My father was one of the greats.
He sure was.
And I just happened to have the ability to play in high school, and also partly in college, and then I went into the minor leagues, and of course I graduated up to the majors.
Your brother Dave was a major leaguer. Did George play ball? George
My
Jr.?
Older brother?
Yes.
No.
He was an executive.
He went into the business then.
Yeah.
He had the bad eyes, I guess, and so he wasn't able to play professionally.
Well, what are your early memories of baseball? I mean, you were around it from day one.
Oh, for goodness sakes, yes. When I was... the earliest I remember, this might sound phony, but I remember when I was out at the ballpark and my dad was, of course, was a great ball player, and that Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig won up by the box over there to say hello to my mother. And that's the earliest I can remember, and I think that's a long time.
That's a good memory, too.
Yes, it is.
I remember. I mean, I don't think it's phony. It sounds, things like that stick with kids.
Yeah.
Did you hang around the ballpark with your father?
No, not much, because I was young, you know, and I had to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
But then during the summer, I've been in a whole lot of clubhouses, and I've been told to get out of clubhouses when I was a little boy, and all that sort of thing. I was around it a lot.
I bet. Well, you were 18 or 19 years old when you first signed a contract?
Yeah, I was young because I went to Colgate University for about a year. Then I dropped out of there, and I went into baseball. If I can remember right, I went down to Cuba, and I had a way over a year down there. I broke all their home run records and all this and that. And then I came up with the Cardinals. That was back in 1946.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know what has happened since then.
A whole lot, yeah. Well, you made the World Series as a rookie. Pinch hit twice.
Yeah, I was lucky. Yes, sir. A whole lot of guys, I don't ever get into it.
All right, play a whole career.
Yeah, that was my first year, and I was in there, and I was, boy, that was a real thrill.
I bet it was. Well, what about the 1948 trade to the Phillies? What did you think of that?
Well, I didn't like it at first, but the way it turned out is it was the biggest break I ever had.
It was.
At that time, you know, you hate to leave a ball club that you know all the guys, and you have to go to a new one and make some new friends and everything.
The Phillies sure got the better end of that deal, too.
Well, I hope so.
Well, they got they gave up that LaPointe, the shortstop, who looked pretty good as a rookie, but then just absolutely did nothing from that point on.
Yeah, he didn't do anything at all.
Well, you were with the Phillies. You were a regular either at first base or in the outfield for 4 years. Made the All-Star team in 1950.
Yes, sir.
I bet that was awfully exciting.
That was. That was a real thrill, one of the biggest ones I've ever had.
You pinch hitter for Newcomb. You singled.
I pinch hit. I believe I got one for one.
And that was the only hit Bob Lemon gave up in his three innings.
Yeah, that's right. I was lucky. He gave me a good pitch to hit, and I singled out to right.
Then they took you out and put Pee Wee Reese in to run.
Well, perhaps so. That, a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I just checked it in the book to make sure I had my facts right.
And that's what happened.
Okay, now what about later on that season? You know, maybe the All-Star game was exciting, but you had, I guess, at that point, probably the biggest hit in the history of the Phillies.
Well, yes, I guess it was, because it was a Bennett-winning home run. But, I don't know. I've had a whole lot of thrills in baseball. And you always have those, you know, playing against the guys that you used to read about.
Oh yeah.
And so that is a big thrill. And I know that I cherish all those memories.
Oh, I bet you do. What is your one biggest thrill in baseball, if there is one that stands out?
It would be that home run.
Would it? Okay. Yeah, that's I guess your two big things, the All-Star game and that home run. Newcomb figured in both of those, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I was lucky that way, you know, and very fortunate. And then I had some good years managing.
Yes, you
and
did.
Coaching, and I just had a real fine kind of career.
I remember when I was a little boy, I lived in Los Altos, California, and you were with San Diego at the time. And you had been one of my favorite players when you were in the majors, and then you'd come out there, and I thought that was really great. And I got my parents to take me to see. Paul, I see you played Oakland a couple of times and played San Francisco a couple of times, and that was very exciting for me to see you play after I'd followed your career in the majors for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it out there. We bought a home out there down in La Jolla, and it was we really loved California, and we had a good time out there.
Well, California's a good place to visit. I just never did like living there. I finally gave it up.
Well, to each his own, you know.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, we'll go back to the winning the pennant with the Phillies. What do you remember about Richie Ashburn's throw?
Well, of course, Ashburn actually did not have a good arm.
Right.
And I think it surprised everyone when he threw out Abrams, wasn't it?
Abrams, right.
Yeah, and I don't know whether, of course, the ball was in short center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't a long throw, but it turned out to be a very important throw.
Sure did.
And it surprised everyone.
Probably Abrams most of all.
Yeah, that's right.
What about Jim Constante that year?
Well, what a year he had.
Yes, sir.
But the thing is that you have to bat against the Roberts and then A. Simmons. And then Constante, he came in there with all that junk. Well, you know, it kind of threw off all the hitters.
Yeah, I bet. I've been told by some people that at that point probably Simmons could throw harder than Roberts. Was that true?
Oh, well, I was right-handed, the other was left-handed. I think Roberts had the ideal control.
Oh, yes.
Had the better control of the two, but because later on I had to bat against him after I was traded away from there. You know, I got to know both of them, and they were both great.
That was a good 1-2 punch, I tell you.
Yes, it was.
You guys got to the World Series. The Yankees pitchers just absolutely shut you guys down.
Oh, well, I think it was actually anti-climatic, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't win it till the last day, you know, and everything. And of course, I'm not taking anything away from the Yankees either, because they had some great pitchers, too. And I know that they pitched me in society, you know. I believe only got one hit.
Right.
And that was either Lopez or Ford. And they had a real good ball club.
Yes. And they had a chance to work their pitching in and get them rested and everything else by the time
absolutely.
You guys. Yeah, that's a big advantage.
Absolutely.
Well, when you went back to the minors, you played there and played very well for 3 or 4 more years. They finally gave you the managerial job at Nashville.
Yeah.
Were you trying to become a manager, or was that just something?
I thought I would go back and try it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which I enjoyed. And, well, when I first started out, I was a playing manager.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville had that short high field wall, you know.
Right.
So, but that didn't have anything to do with my decision. I just thought I would go into the business end of it, into the managing end of it.
Well, you managed well in the minors for a few years, started coaching in the majors, became the Reds manager, and you only were there 2 years, not even two full years, but had an outstanding record. Did you want to keep managing after that point, or
Well, it wasn't up to me.
Well, right, I understand.
Up to Bill DeWitt.
What about other teams? Were there other opportunities?
No, I didn't go after it. Well, I don't know. I might have, but I didn't go after them sincerely or anything like that. I put my name in the pot a few times, you know, but that was about it.
Well, you know, from what I've read and heard and talked to other players, you were uniformly well liked. It would have seemed to have been that there should have been an opening somewhere.
Well, of course, they won't ever know that.
Well, no, it's just it just seems like there should have been. What about you coached, though, after you left managing?
Yeah, I like coaching. I was a batting coach.
Yeah, about 10 years ago?
Yeah. And I like to coach that because I've talked to all the great hitters, Williams, and of course my dad, and DiMaggio, and all of them, and I just got their theories on hitting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I proceeded to go on my own.
And we're pretty successful, too.
Yes, I have had some good years that way.
Well, talking about batting, who was the best hitter you think you saw?
Oh, I think Williams.
Yeah.
I think for downright good hitting, it would be Williams.
Yeah.
And I guess all the way around it'd be DiMaggio.
DiMaggio over Mays?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
I would say DiMaggio was perhaps a little bit better all the way around, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I think In asking this particular question to fellows who I interview, I think it's probably 60-40 DiMaggio over Mays as the best all-around player.
Yeah, I would say so.
He gets a lot slight edge.
Of course, after all, they're both great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you couldn't be hurt too badly with either one of them in center field.
Absolutely.
Who was the best pitcher?
Well, had I ever batted against? I'd say Feller.
Mm-hmm.
I batted against him when I was in the Navy, and he really had outstanding stuff, outstanding fast, outstanding curveball that would drop off a table. And I thought that, I think he's the only one that ever knocked me out three times.
No kidding.
In a game, yeah. Three out of four times. And the one time I hit the ball, I was so pleased about it, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, well, I think he got a lot of guys three times.
Yeah, I think so, too. And a lot of them, perhaps, four times.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. And a few fives probably thrown in here and there. I talked about fan mail up there a minute ago. Do you get much fan mail nowadays?
Oh, yeah. You get it. I don't count it, but I get some almost every day.
You're the Sisler name is a huge name, and you with one of the most famous home runs in the last 50 years. I would think that you probably are pretty well sought after by most people.
Oh yes, I get a lot of invitations and I get a lot of fan mail.
And is it these are autograph requests for the most part?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, and you sign?
Oh, sure. Sign them all.
Good. Good. You sign a card or a picture for me. Oh, it's been years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I ever thanked you, but I appreciated it. Cause,
absolutely.
When I was a kid, I followed your career. In fact, I used to write down you and four or five other guys, and I'd go down the box scores every day, and I'd get what you did and write it down, and I'd compare it with the Sunday paper.
Oh, is that right?
And if the Sunday paper wasn't right, what didn't agree, I knew it was wrong because I knew I had it.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Did you save any souvenirs from your career or from your dad's career?
No, not much. Of course, I gave some to some friends of mine, some real close friends of mine, and also my children.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them, you know, like balls or bats or so on and so forth.
Some of the stuff still in the family.
Oh, yeah.
How many children did you have?
I've had four.
Any of them play ball?
Well, one of them tried, but, I mean, my boy tried, but they told him that they didn't ever think that he would get to the major leagues as a player.
Mm-hmm.
So then he got to, he's in the business end of baseball now.
Oh, good. What's he doing?
He's he works for the Cardinals, and he's over at North Carolina. He's over there.
Okay. But with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I've got a boy who wants to go into the business end. He wants to play baseball. He's a left-handed pitcher, but he can't throw hard enough. So he's in college right now studying sports administration. He would love to get into the business end of the game.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's...
I know my boy loves it.
It's expanding opportunities, too, I think, right now.
Oh, absolutely.
What about your career? You played a long time. You managed a while. Are there any regrets along the way?
Oh, you always have some regrets, but they're not real serious, you know, because when you've had luck and you've had, you know, the good Lord behind you that you didn't get hurt or, you know, and, all that. That all adds into it.
Oh, sure.
Sure. So I was real pleased with my career.
But
I enjoyed every minute of it.
That's good. That was my next question. You enjoyed it. Okay, and you'd go back and do it all again?
I sure would.
I remember the first time I saw you play. It was in San Francisco. Elmer Singleton picked you off. You'd singled, sharp single up the middle. Elmer Singleton picked you off, I think on the next pitch.
Yeah.
And boy, you were angry.
At myself.
Yes, yes. You weren't fussing at anybody. You were standing there just cussing yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I was right behind first base and I saw it.
Yeah.
He flat got you too.
Oh, I know what you mean.
If that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, Dick, thank you. I've enjoyed this very much. Would you like, this goes to a magazine called Sports Collectors Digest, and they usually print the interviews roughly, 6 months or so after I submit them. So it will be, sometime over the winter, I guess, when it appears. Would you like to see a copy of this before I send it to them?
Well, no, I don't need to. I've had so many of those things, you know, but I appreciate your calling, and I hope I've helped you out.
Oh, yes, sir, you have. Would you like a copy of the magazine when it appears?
Well, if you'd like to send one, all right.
Sure, sure. Would you like one for the kids or anything, or grandkids?
No, I can pass it on.
Okay. Well, great. We'll definitely send you one when it comes out, and like I said, I don't know when that'll be, but it'll probably be, I would say, December, January, February, something like that.
That'd be fine.
Dick, thank you very, very much.
All right, sir, you're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
All right,
bye-bye.
Monday, 2:44 p.m.